Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thursday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys. Today, we're going to talk some baseball. We're also going to talk plenty of college basketball. We're going to look at today's slate. We got a bunch of Pac-12 action. We got a Big Ten game. Some conference tournaments are starting tonight. We're going to talk about those. I got some picks and some conference tournaments that I like as well. Lucy Burge is going to join me in the middle of the show. We got maybe the NBA game of the year in the regular season, the Nuggets and the Celtics tonight. We will look at that, and then we'll give out some best bets for the day. As always, over the next 30 minutes, we want you guys getting involved. We want to hear from you. If you got a question, if you got a comment, if you got a bet, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL. You can go to YouTube, /Odyssey Sports, can write something in there, or you can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. Let us know what you are on this Thursday. Let's get this thing going. Glasses in session. We start with a little big league Peach, and we start with the Seattle Mariners. We talked about the Astros yesterday. Now we're going to look at the Mariners. The AL West is going to be a three-team race. That much we know. It's going to be the Astros. It's going to be the Rangers. It's going to be the Mariners. We talked about the Angels earlier this week. The Angels' upside, it feels like, at the absolute highest is them squeaking into the playoffs. They're not winning this division. Their pitching rotation is too garbage, and the Athletics, as we know, are probably going to be the worst team in baseball again. It's likely coming down to the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Astros. When I look at this AL West division, we were talking about it yesterday with Sean Pendergast. I do like the Astros to win this division. The Rangers were a team that won the World Series last year. They had a lot of things go their way towards the end of the season and certainly throughout the playoffs. I expect them to have a little bit of regression. The Astros have just owned this division for years. If you're getting them at plus money, to me, that is the bet, rather than banking on a team in Seattle who has a lot of upside but hasn't won the division since 2000. In my mind, I'm not going to bet on a team that hasn't won the division in 24 years over a team that's made it to the ALCS seven straight years. So I do like the Astros in the AL West. The bet that I would make with the Mariners, so the win total's sitting at 87.5. That feels about right to me. Don't want to take the over-under there. They could certainly be a team that wins 84, 85 games, or they could be a team that wins 91 or 92 games. The bet that I like with Seattle is for them to miss the playoffs at plus 140. For them to make it, you got to lay the juice at minus 165. Seattle's made the playoffs one time in the last 24 years. That was a couple of years ago. Didn't make the postseason last year. And think about the American League. Who is Seattle going to make the playoffs over that didn't make the postseason last year? Houston made the playoffs. Texas made the playoffs. Those teams probably are going to be back. The Orioles made the playoffs. They're probably going to be back. The Yankees didn't make it last year. They're probably going to be in it. So then that's four spots right there. You have somebody coming out of the AL Central. You only got room for one more team. Is it going to be Seattle, Toronto, or Tampa? I would put my faith in Toronto or Tampa before I would put it in Seattle, especially at the plus 140 price. So my favorite bet in regards to the Mariners is for them to miss the playoffs at plus 140. Their longest win streak this season is at 7.5. I actually kind of like the over if I were to take something with Seattle. Their pitching rotation, 1-5, might be the best in baseball. You look at the AL Cy Young market, the Mariners have four pitchers who have 90-1 odds or shorter to win AL Cy Young. That's the most of any team. Luis Castillo is 11-1. George Kirby, 16-1. Logan Gilbert's 25-1. Bryce Miller is 90-1. There are certain organizations in baseball that just churn out good pitching year after year after year. You certainly think about Tampa. You think about the Guardians. You think about the Marlins. Seattle's another one of those. The lineup is kind of the question mark, but man, their pitching rotation is really, really good. And that's what's ultimately going to be the catalyst for them this season. If they get back to the playoffs, they're going to need their starting pitching to stay healthy, and they're going to need these guys to produce. If I were to take any of those pitchers to win AL Cy Young this year, it would be Luis Castillo for me. Since being traded over to Cincinnati a year and a half ago, he's been really good for the Mariners. Had a 3.34 ERA last season, 3.17 ERA the year before. He's just got nasty stuff. He throws 98-99 with the wicked curveball. And what's such a benefit to all of these Seattle pitchers is that they pitch in one of the most pitcher-friendly parks in all of baseball. It's tough to hit home runs. It's tough to score runs out in Seattle. Obviously, the travel's a big part of it, just how big their ballpark is, the time change for some of these teams. So definitely an advantage for the pitchers on the mound. Seattle's got a lot of guys with a lot of great stuff. Bryce Miller's got a ton of upside. Logan Gilbert and George Kirby are nasty as well. If I had to take somebody, I would take Castillo. So the pitching rotation is solid. The back end of their bullpen with Matt Brash and Andres Munoz is dominant as well. It all comes down to the lineup. Julio Rodriguez is an MVP candidate at 10-1 and certainly fits the mold of somebody that I'm looking for, a guy with power and speed, a guy that could hit 40 home runs this year, maybe steal like 50 bases or something like that. The other parts of Seattle's lineup, guys got to produce, especially with Jared Kelenic leaving for the Braves. He was really good for them last year. J.P. Crawford's got to be awesome again. Ty France has to be really good. Cal Raleigh has to be good. But it's these other guys throughout their order. They have Jorge Polanco and Josh Rojas up the middle, second base and shortstop. Those guys got to be really good. Luke Raley and Mitch Haniger have to be good as well in the outfield. It's going to be an interesting year for Seattle. They're priced like a team that's kind of in the playoffs like every other year, and that's just not the case. And with this division, how top-heavy it is, with the defending champs in Texas and Houston, who's always in the ALCS every single year, for me, if I'm looking at Seattle, the best bet on the board is for them to miss the playoffs at plus 140. Their division's tough, and the AL in general is really tough as well. So that's what I'm doing with the Mariners. Let's move on now. Talk some college hoops as it's time to go off the glass. Kay Hilmer's chiming in. PJ, random trend that I've been tracking. You bet a half unit on each of these teams in the NHL to go to OT. You'd be up 10-plus units. The Bruins, the Isles, the Habs, the Leafs, and the Stars. Leafs versus the Bruins tonight. Love it to go to overtime. Kay Hilmer's, you're my kind of guy. You know I love me a good overtime bet. Love betting that stuff, especially when we get to playoff hockey. That's a great nugget, and it's a market that not a lot of people think about, right? The NHL is certainly the sport in the regular season by far that has the best chance of going to overtime, and you get good plus money on just about all of those games. Everybody wants to bet sides, totals, props. Sometimes you get good value for overtime, so you're making a solid case for Leafs-Bruins tonight, two of the top teams in the East. Certainly that game could go to overtime, and certainly something to monitor as we get closer and closer to the NHL playoffs. As for college basketball, we're getting closer and closer to the NCAA tournament. Absolutely best time of the year. We got three conference tournaments tipping off tonight. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the show after we talk to Lucy Burge. But for some games tonight that I would look at in both college and the NBA, we're going to start with college. Rutgers is at Wisconsin tonight. Wisconsin favored by 9.5. The total is 131.5. Rutgers is one of the best has one of the best defenses in college basketball. They're ranked fourth according to KenPom. The problem is that their offense is ranked 196th. terrible offensive team, great defensive team. They're going up against Wisconsin, who ranks 323rd in tempo out of 362 teams. So I'm getting one of the slowest paced teams in college basketball against one of the best defensive teams in college basketball. I'm going with the first half under 62.5 tonight in Rutgers and Wisconsin. I'm afraid to take the full game under because free throws could hurt us late, foul situation, that kind of stuff. First half under, you don't have to worry about all that. You don't have to worry about the foul game at the end. If Wisconsin comes out white hot and they shoot 50-55% from the field, so be it. If you gave me an elite defensive team against a team with the slow pace, I'll take that first half under every time. So that's what I like in Rutgers and Wisconsin. Then we got three games tonight in the Pac-12 that interest me. The first one is going to be Washington and Wazoo. So Wazoo is having an incredible season, as everybody knows. They're going to be in the NCAA tournament. They've had three straight home games. This is their third home game to end the regular season. They're 6.5-point favorites tonight against their in-state rival, Washington. The total is 149.5. Obviously, this is going to be the last time that these two teams maybe play in a long time. Apple Cup, final regular season matchup. Maybe they meet again in the Pac-12 tournament. Washington's a sneaky team, though. I know the Pac-12's having a really down year. UCLA's been bad. Colorado hasn't been as good as we thought they would be. Oregon's going to miss the tournament again. But Washington has a sneaky offense. They're rated 35th. According to KenPom, in offense, their defense isn't great, but they can score. And Washington State is the kind of team that relies on their defense, and they also play at a slow pace. It kind of reminds me of that BYU and Iowa State game from last night. You have one team that likes to shoot a lot of threes, very good on offense against the defensive team who wants to slow it down. If Washington's able to get off to a quick start in this game and Wazoo has to play a little uncharacteristic, that could play in the benefit of the Huskies. I'll take some Washington plus 6.5. Then we got Arizona and UCLA, number 5 Arizona in Westwood tonight to take on the Bruins. I like UCLA plus 9.5. The total is 147.5. This might be the last time that the two stalwarts in the Pac-12 are facing off. Arizona's been a funny team this year. There are some games, they're favored by just about double digits in every game that they play, home or the road. Some games, they turn out and they look great. Other games, not only do they not cover, they lose outright. It's been a disappointing season for UCLA. They always get up for Arizona, though. This is a big rivalry in college hoops, and they always seem to play them pretty tough. I'll take UCLA plus 9.5. Then we got Arizona State against USC, another Arizona school against another LA school. The Trojans are favored by 9.5. The total is 146.5. Again, this is one of those games. It feels like there's one or two every night where KenPom has this game a lot closer than what the market has it. You look at these teams, USC is 8 points better than an average team. Arizona State is 5 points better than an average team. So on a neutral court, this game should only be 3. And USC's favored by 9.5 at home. They should not be getting 6.5 points at home. They should be getting like 2.5 or 3 because there's not going to be a very large crowd tonight. I like USC minus 9.5. This spread really makes no sense. They should be favored by, like, again, 4.5, 5 in this game. They're favored by 9.5. I'll take the Trojans tonight, lay the big number. Then there's two NBA games I have my eye on tonight. The first one is going to be the Timberwolves at the Pacers. Pacers favored by 1.5. The total is 228.5. Minnesota, obviously, gets some devastating news this morning with the Karl Anthony Towns news. I like the Timberwolves, though, to kind of rally around that, use that as fuel. I think a lot of people are looking to fade them. All the talk this morning is about how Minnesota's done, and now they're not going to make a run in the postseason. Cat's out. It's all over for them. Teams sometimes have a way of rallying around this stuff. Maybe not long-term, but certainly in the short-term. I'll take Minnesota tonight, short road dogs, plus 105. And then game of the night, maybe game of the year in the NBA regular season. Let's hope this is a finals preview. Nuggets and Celtics. The Nuggets are a pick'em tonight at home, minus 110. Total is 221.5. What makes this game so good is the fact that both teams are coming off losses. Boston's coming off that loss to the Cavs. The Nuggets are coming off of that home overtime loss to Phoenix. So both teams are going to be ticked off. Both teams are probably going to play really, really good. Denver's at home, though. And for me, even though Boston is certainly the better team at this point in the regular season, if you're giving me the Nuggets at home and a pick 'em, I'm going to take it. I'll take Denver minus 110 tonight against the Celtics. Can't wait for that game. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Lucy Burge, who is joining me here on Send It In. Any questions for Lucy, you can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, or you can go to Twitter, Instagram, at the BetQL app. Lucy, can't wait to dive into that Celtics-Nuggets game with you and get your thoughts on that. Before we do, though, what does the model like tonight? What are some of BetQL's five-star plays?
Yes, hello, PJ. Cannot wait for that. Five-star play for tonight is in the NBA. It is on the Pacers, -1.5 against the Timberwolves. The Pacers have won 4 of their last 7 games, and they have covered in 4 of their last 7. They have also covered in 3 of their last 4 games at home, and the Timberwolves have failed to cover in their last 5 games, and the Pacers are averaging a lot more points scored per game than the Timberwolves at 123 to Minnesota's 113 points scored per game. So the BetQL model loves this as a five-star play tonight. Pacers to cover -1.5 against the Timberwolves.
All right, Lucy. So looks like we're on opposite sides there of the model. Oh. I'm on Minnesota tonight. We'll see what happens. How about you, Lucy? What are some of your best bets tonight? What do you have your eye on?
Yes, so my first one is a long shot from our BetQL.com long shots article. It is on the Oilers to win by 4 goals over the Blue Jackets, +650 at BetMGM. The Oilers have won their last 4 games, and they put up 6 and 4 goals in 2 of those, and the Blue Jackets have lost 3 of their last 4 games, and they are coming off of a loss. They have also lost 4 of their last 6 at home, and when these two teams last faced each other, the Oilers took down the Blue Jackets 4-1. So there's 3 goal difference there. I think the Oilers are going to rack up the goals against Columbus tonight. Win this by a margin of 4 goals, just one more than the last time they faced each other. So a margin of 4 goals +650 at BetMGM. And then going back to the NBA, I like the Warriors -7 against the Bulls. The Warriors just took down the Bucks 125-90. And this will be the second night of a back-to-back for them. There was also a very interesting picture of Steph Curry. And if you look in the background, maybe not everyone's looking at Steph Curry in that picture, but it is going around online. I think the Warriors can take down this Bulls team. The Warriors have won and covered 4 of their last 5 spreads and 5 of their last 7 at home. And the Bulls are coming off of failing to cover on the road against the Jazz. They were the favorites. They managed to win, but still not cover. The Warriors won by 9 the last time they faced each other when they beat the Bulls 140-131 in January. So I think the Warriors have a great chance here to get a big win at home and cover this 7-point spread against the Bulls -7.
Nice. Yeah, Lucy, I was just looking at Steph Curry's form last night. The golf game, the swing's looking good. So we'll
definitely
see what
the focus
tonight.
Of that photo.
Really good, right? Really good stuff. Lucy, what also is going to be really good stuff is this game in Denver tonight, the Celtics and the Nuggets. It's a pick 'em. Denver this morning, they opened up as a small favorite. They were 1.5. Some money's coming in on Boston. It's a true pick 'em. Toss up. -110 each way. Who do you like tonight? Do you think your Celtics get it done?
Yeah, how perfect is that? A pick 'em in this game. They are equally matched. I think it actually is perfect because these two teams, two of the best teams in the NBA, the two best teams, the Celtics need a massive comeback here. After that loss to the Cavaliers, they blew such a massive lead. I had the Celtics to cover there, and I was sitting there thinking, no problem. This is no problem. Maybe I'll go to bed. No, I mean, I didn't, and I wish I had because they had a 22-point lead in the fourth quarter, and they blew it. So I think they really need to bounce back here. They know that they need that, and they are not going to let this happen again. These two phenomenal teams going up against each other could absolutely be the finals matchup. So I think the Celtics defense, though, will make the difference here, and the Celtics will win this game. I'm taking Celtics money line here.
Lucy, last time I talked to you, I asked you if you were buying in on the Celtics, what your confidence level was. You said you were at a 10. You said you're all in. They're winning the title. They drop this game tonight and lose 2 straight. Is your confidence level still going to be at a 10, or is it going to waver back down into like the 7-8 range?
Yeah, as soon as I said that 10, they just blew that lead, didn't they? I think it would go to 9. It would go to 9, and it wouldn't really change that much, though this would be a problem. But I think that they just need to figure it out. They need to figure out how to not give up big leads. Once they start missing shots, it starts to snowball. I noticed that in the Cavs game is they start to miss, and of course that starts to snowball and they can't figure it out. They need to figure out how to pull themselves out of little dips in their play. But I think if they lose tonight, there's still a little bit of season left for them to figure it out. It would go to a 9, but I still think they're the best team in the NBA.
All right. It's going to be a good game tonight. Can't wait for that. Luis, before I let you go, I want to talk some baseball with you. We were talking about the Seattle Mariners earlier in the show. The top of the AL West is going to be really good. We can forget about the Athletics. We can forget about the Angels. It's going to be the Astros, the Rangers, or Seattle. Yeah, those teams. Not going to be good this year. But the other three in the division should be really good. What are your thoughts on Seattle, Lucy? Is this the year that they win the division for the first time since 2000, or are you taking Texas or Houston?
I really hope so for Seattle because I like this team. I love backing them. Last season, I love betting on them, their player props, but I really want to. The Rangers are hot, though, and not that they're going to repeat as World Series winners, but I would be hesitant right now to take Seattle. But, I mean, going forward, I'm rooting for them. I am rooting for Seattle. They are a sleek team. They're a fun team to back. So, I mean, right now, I don't know, but going forward, maybe there will be a point where, yeah, I think they maybe can take the division, but right now, I would stay away from that maybe and look more toward the Rangers.
All right. Lucy's riding with the Rangers who won the World Series last year. She is Lucy Burge joining me here on Send It In. Lucy, have a great weekend. Good luck to your Celtics tonight, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, PJ. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.
You as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, now it's time for a little Glassology. We're talking some more college basketball. Conference tournament season is starting to ramp up, and we get one of my favorites starting today. If you're a college basketball fan, you know all about Arch Madness. The Missouri Valley, they play it in the Blues Arena at the Enterprise Center. I think that's still what it's called. And, of course, they dive into the whole St. Louis theme. You got the Arch there. They call it Arch Madness. It's the best. It's always usually a really good tournament, and they usually got really good teams. Those Loyola Chicago teams that made those runs, those were those teams. Greg Marshall's Wichita State teams that were like a one seed one of those years, they came out of the Missouri Valley, and they got two more really good teams this year in Indiana State and Drake. If you haven't seen either of those teams play, they could be second weekend teams. They're that good. Indiana State has one of the most potent offenses in college basketball. They're ranked 25th, according to KenPom. They score over 80 points a game. It's a team that makes Larry Bird proud. They're really good, and they can really score. They're the favorites at plus 155. Then you got Drake, who's at plus 200. Drake is also a really good team. They're a veteran team. Really good big man in Darnell Brody, but they have one of the best mid-major players in college basketball in Tucker DeVries. He's been there forever. He scores 20 points a game. He's a beast. I think it's going to come down to these two teams. The reason why Indiana State is plus 155 and Drake is plus 200, there's a couple reasons. For one, Indiana State's the one seed, and they get an easier path, hypothetically, of who they would play. The clear-cut number three team, though, in the Missouri Valley is Bradley, and that's likely who Drake is going to get in the semifinals. I think Drake's going to win that game. I think we're headed for a Drake, Indiana State, Missouri Valley final on Sunday. I can't wait, and I think Drake's going to get the job done. I like Drake at plus 200 to win the Missouri Valley. Then we got the WCC West Coast Conference starting tonight. That's Gonzaga and St. Mary's Conference. Obviously, those two teams are really the only teams that you think of when you think of that league. Gonzaga wins it just about every year. What's crazy about this conference is that Gonzaga opened up when this market became available on BetMGM. Both Gonzaga and St. Mary's were plus 100 to win this conference tournament. Now you look at 121 Eastern time on a Thursday, Gonzaga's minus 125. I think anything under minus 140, Gonzaga is a good price. St. Mary's actually won the regular season, so they're going to be the one seed. Gonzaga's going to be the two seed. But if Gonzaga plays in the 2-3 game against San Francisco, they're going to be favored by like 10.5 points. They're going to win that game. WCC is one of the best advantages of any conference. If you're one of the top two seeds, you get a double bye. So St. Mary's and Gonzaga are already into the semifinal rounds of their conference tournament. I think we're going to get a St. Mary's-Gonzaga final. I think Gonzaga on the money line in that game is going to be like a minus 140. That's why I think anything under that price is good value for the Zags to win the conference tournament. Another one starting today that I'm looking forward to that's always a good mid-major conference is the SoCon. You got five teams in the SoCon this year that have a chance. Samford, who's having a really good year. If you haven't watched, gotten a chance to watch them play, Bucky McMillan, the job that he's done the last 3 years with Samford, they score 80 points a game, lethal offense. Then you got UNCG, North Carolina, Greensboro. They got a very good team. Western Carolina, both of those teams are plus 500. You've Chattanooga, who's always in the mix, and then Furman, who made the tournament last year, had that crazy upset over Virginia. All of those teams are plus money, and Samford has the lowest odds at plus 150. Furman has the highest at plus 700. And all those three other teams, UNCG, Chattanooga, and Western Carolina, are right in that plus 400, plus 550 range. I like Western Carolina. I think this could be a little bit of a underdog type conference tournament where we see some upsets. I got a chance to watch Western Carolina a couple games this season, and I like what I saw. They got a couple of good guards. They can really shoot. They're physical down low, and I just think these teams are really evenly matched. The price is reflected in that, that we could get some chaos. So I'll take a little stab, plus 550. Give me Western Carolina to win the SoCon. And then a couple of conference tournaments that I would keep an eye out for as we get into next week, some of the Power 5, Power 6 leagues. The Big East, I like Creighton at plus 490. There are prices out there if you want to shop around. But I like Creighton. UConn's obviously going to be the heavy favorite. They didn't win it last year. I don't think they're going to win it again this year. Marquette won it last year. I don't think they're going to go back-to-back, and Kolick's banged up. I think it gives a good opportunity for Creighton to win it. They're playing really good here the last 5-6 weeks of the season. I think they got a good chance, and I like their price. ACC, I think, comes down to Duke and Carolina. I think Duke's the better team. I think they win on Saturday. I think they win the ACC tournament. You're going to get some plus money on Duke, so I would keep an eye out for them. And then in the Big Ten, I like Illinois to win the Big Ten tournament. To me, the Big Ten tournament feels like it's the best tournament to back the offensive wagon, the team that just is on a roll right now and is clicking on that side. Purdue won it last year. They got the best team. They could certainly win it again. But think about all the other teams in the Big Ten and those offenses. Michigan State, gross. Northwestern, gross. Wisconsin's really struggled. Iowa's got a good offense, but they don't play any defense, and their team's certainly not as good as it was a couple years ago when they did win the Big Ten tournament. I think Illinois is the play, and you're going to get some nice money because Purdue is going to be the heavy favorite, so I would look out for the Illini in the Big Ten tournament. All right, time to wrap up the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Any best bets, comments, questions that you guys have for us, let us know. Write them in to Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, or Twitter. We will start with my prop lock. I think I'm perfect this week on prop locks. Let's keep it rolling. I like Nikola Jokic over 2.5 rebounds tonight. Over 2.5 turnovers, excuse me, in the Nuggets and Celtics game. It's juiced, minus 135. I think Jokic is going to play 40-plus minutes in this game. It's Celtics and Nuggets. It's a regular season game, but I think both teams are really excited for this game, especially coming off losses. In Jokic's last three games, he's played over 38 minutes, and he's had three or more turnovers in all three of those games. I think he plays over 38 minutes tonight. He's going up against a really good defensive team in Boston. I think the ball is going to be in his hands a ton. I think he's going to get us over 2.5 turnovers, so that is my prop lock tonight with Jokic. My stay-away game is the Nets -2.5. at the Pistons. We're getting in that point of the season where all these crappy teams are starting to throw out like these G League lineups, and the Nets are getting to that territory. Their starting lineup, who they got available tonight, isn't great. It's a reason why they're only 2.5-point favorites over the Pistons. I mean, the line's probably telling you to take Detroit, but man, this is just... Watch Nuggets Celtics. You don't have to bet this Nuggets and Pistons game. Dog of the day, I'm going to take UCLA +9.5 against Arizona. These are the two best programs in the history of the Pac-12. This could be the final time that they meet. I think we're going to get ourselves a great one. Dare I say, maybe we get ourselves a Hollywood ending to end this rivalry between Arizona and UCLA as Pac-12 folds. Arizona, you don't know what you're going to get out of them. They're a mixed bag. Sometimes they look great and they blow out teams by 20. Other times they lose games like this outright. UCLA has nowhere near the talent that they have had the last couple years, but they're still trying hard. They're still competing. They still can defend at a somewhat okay level. Their offense has just really struggled this year. But you know what? For one game, maybe they can get hot. We'll take them +9.5 against Arizona. We got producer Matt filling in again today for Shoddy Sharp. Matt, what do you like tonight for us in the NBA? What's your best bet?
Yeah, you alluded to how depleted the Nets roster is. Jalen Duran of the Pistons is a rebound machine. You can get over 10.5 rebounds for -135, or you can play him to get a double-double at -130. So that's the way I'm going to go. There's no De'Ron Sharpe to back up Nick Claxton, so whenever Nick Claxton's not on the floor, I expect Jalen Duran to dominate.
Seems like a good handicap to me. Pretty good price, -130 with Duran to get a double-double. Moist Cupcakes, I like Celtics first half money line or the spread. It's a pick 'em, and the C's are such a good first half team. That's probably a great bet. The Nuggets are also a really bad second quarter team, so I certainly think you could take advantage of that. And they're coming off of that brutal loss. Like Lucy said, they blew a 20-plus point lead. The Nuggets are coming off a home loss too, but certainly not as bad as what Boston experienced the other night against Cleveland. I think Denver wins the game, but first half money line Moist Cupcakes, I don't think that's a bad play at all. My best bet, Gonzaga to win the WCC conference tournament, kicks off tonight. I like the Zags -125. Why? Because I think it's going to be Gonzaga and St. Mary's in the conference tournament final, and I think when those two teams play, Gonzaga's probably going to be favored by 3.5, and they're not going to be -125 on the money line. They're probably going to be like -150, -160. So take the Zags now to win the conference tournament so you're paying a shorter price when they play St. Mary's in the final. Because again, those two teams, the Zags and the Gales, they're already in the semifinals. And the WCC, the top two seeds, get double buys into the semis. It's a huge advantage for those teams. And I think Gonzaga wins it. I'll take a -125. To recap our best bets for today, Jokic over 2.5 turnovers against the Celtics. The Nets Pistons is going to be my stay away game. UCLA +9.5 against Arizona, my dog of the day. Matt is on Jalen Duren double-double, and Gonzaga to win the WCC conference tournament, which kicks off tonight, -125. That is my best bet. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Good luck to you tonight. Hope you enjoy Nuggets and Celtics. Hope you enjoy college basketball. Hope you enjoy the Arnold Palmer Invitational going on. We're talking Cubs tomorrow, and we're looking ahead to a great Saturday slate in college basketball. Good luck. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.